Today's daf is Beitza, daf Lamed Tes. We are on the second to last daf here in Maseches Beitza. We are on Lamed Chesma Beis, three lines from the bottom. We're in the sugya of Tchumin. If you remember, the Mishnah had discussed whose Tchum is determinant in terms of assets that belongs to someone on Shabbos or Yantiv. So we mentioned, according to the other all general items go like ragle bailam. There's no problem. If something's owned by me, so then that item is, and that animal and that kli is subject to the tchum of my tchum. But the problem is, what happens if there is more than one person involved? If I give it to a shoel, that was yesterday's discussion with the kinyanim of a she'ila that we discussed. What happens if there is a type of partnership? That is where it gets a little tricky. And that is what the last case of the Mishnah was, and that's what we are in the middle of discussing. The last case of the Mishnah, back on Daf Lamed Zayin, said that if a woman shares, gives some ingredients for cooking, it's yantif, to another woman, so then hare elu karagli shtehan. The Mishnah said that the entire pot is subject to the tchum of both of them, karagli shtehan, the woman who owns the pot and the one who gave the ingredients. That was the Tanakama. We'll get to Rabbi Yehuda about water, about Hashem, a little later. But that was the ikar din of the Mishnah, that the ingredients, the spices, are not batel in the pot, and the tchum is subject to both Tchumen. So the question that was asked by the Gemara was, why isn't there a concept of bittel? We should say bittel when it comes, there's only a little bit, a few ingredients in there, so why don't we say bittel? The Rishonim pointed out, the Chidim Mekubetzes and others, that this is not a normal case of bittel, because after all, we usually say something is letaima avidi, if something is made to give off taste, so then it's not bittel. Right, it's the effects of it are nikar in the item. I could taste it. So therefore, you don't see regular laws of bittel. So Tosas pointed out, and the Shidu Kubetz has pointed out, this is not normal. This is not regular cases of bittel, and therefore it could be a rule breaker in regard. This is a case that's relating to Dine Mamanis, relating to my bailas being wiped out, and thus I don't have to worry about my makum shvisa. So that's why it is a unique context. And by the end of the Gemara, we ended up with a question. Rabbi Abba had defended the Mishnah, and the other Amoraim had argued with Rabbi Abba. We really ended up with a problem, that Rabbi Abba's suggestion to back up the model that he brought to back up the Mishnah was a little difficult, because the last line of the Mishnah was, you cannot compare Dine Mamanis to Isurim, and therefore, maybe it's not a good model. So we'll get to explaining the Mishnah in one moment, three lines from the bottom. But just what I did not get to mention yesterday, and what I said I was going to start with was the Ran and Nedarim. There are, if you remember way back in Nedarim, remember the show, we'll get there in a couple of years again, the Ran around the Masechta Nedarim, there are a number of very important Rans throughout the Masechta. One of them is the Ran and Nedarim Nun Beis, where the Ran discusses what is the Svara for Rabbi Yehuda. We had yesterday the Machlokas Tanoim that was brought up tangentially relating to between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda holds min bimino is not batel. When you have two like items that get mixed with each other, it's not batel. Min b'she'eino mino, that's batel according to all Tanoim. Min bimino is a Machlokas. The Rabbanan say min bimino is also batel, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's not batel. He has a makar based on psukim from the dam of Yom HaKippurim. The Pasuk says, the Kohen Gadol puts the dam of the par and the dam of the sa'ir, even though they're both mixed in together. The Torah still calls it blood of the goat and blood of the cow. Why? It's all mixed. The blood of the cow is so much more. Why is it still called the blood of the goat? Min b'mino is not batel. That's his source from the Gemara in Maseches Menachos. But the Ran here in the Nedarim Nun Beis gives a svara. Why min b'mino is not batel? Because what's the whole concept of bittel? Bittel means, says the Ran, where there is a clash, there is a fight amongst two items, the existence of two items, one overpowers the other one and makes it disappear and removes its existence. It totally becomes nullified in the larger item's existence. When there is a clash, one can talk about bittel. But says Rabbi Yehuda, where there is no clash, where there are two like items, so who says one has to get swallowed up within the other one? They can live side by side forevermore and stay there. You know, there's no clash. That's why min b'mino is not batel, because there's no clash. They can continue living side by side with each other. It's heter b'heter, or it's min b'mino, whatever the case is. That is what the Ran says. L'fisha kol davar shehu dome lechaveiro, eino machlisho umevatlo. Anything that is similar to its friend does not weaken it and nullify it, ela ma'amida umechasko, but strengthens it. Umishamach yisvir le'Rabbi Yehuda, bikulu isure, demin b'mino lo batel. That's the Svar Rabbi Yehuda. And you know what, says the Ran? The Rabbanan don't reject this totally. The Rabbanan also say, where they're close together, where there's no clash, then there shouldn't be Bittul, but they just argue on a detail. Rabbi Yehuda, if something is Asur and something is Mutter, that's Min B'Sheino Mino. Don't go Min B'Mino. You can look at the Halacha too. It turns to Min B'Mino. And therefore, it could still be the Svara could be the same for the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, but the argument is about a detail. V'Rabbanan lo mashmalu lohachi, to miko makom, min b'mino, de iser v'heter, ein domin zel azeh. Kivan dechad osr v'chad shari, she'en roi leilich acher dimyonan be'etzem. Here's a key line. You don't go by what they are in reality. Ela acher chilukan be'iser v'heter. What does that mean? You go by halachic reality. You don't have to go by the reality of the items. Oh, it's grapes and grapes. It's hot dogs and hot dogs. It's ham. No, you go by halachli. It's iser and heter. That's called mimbish eno mino. That's what the Rabbanan would say, and the Rabbi Yehuda would argue. And then the Ran's extension is that maybe that's also the svara why a davar sheish lamatirin is not batel. The Rabbanan, that's what we hold. We hold, we're going to have that in a couple of lines also. A davar sheish lamatirin is not batel. We had that back in the beginning of the Masechta also. Why is that? It's usher. It's usher today. And yet, if it's going to become mutter tomorrow or in a week, it's not batel. Why? Davar sheish lamatirin. Why is that not batel? Explains the Ran. Because if it's davar sheish lamatirin, so then, even though it's usher now, it has its sad heter. And if it falls into heter, so it's like heter beheter. It doesn't, it can coexist. There's no clash there. And therefore, even according to the Rabbanan, we hold by the davar sheish lamatirin application, not to Rabbanon Mishum Chumra del Rabbi Yehuda. The Kivan She'ein Davar Zeh Chaluk Min HaHeter LeGamrei BeIzer VeHeter Avshu Sofo Lios Niter Kamohu Amrina She'einu Bata Bemino. And then he continues, that's the Svara of the Ran for Rabbi Yehuda Min Bemino. And he relates it again to Davar Sheish Lamatirin. Good, that came up yesterday in the discussion of Rabbi Oshia and Rabbi Abba. And the concept of bittul when it comes to bilus. Good. So we continue now. Says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. V'tai mamai. What is the reason then for the Mishnah? Right. We ended up with an argument. We said Rabbi Abba's a model is not a good model. So therefore, what is the svar for the Mishnah? If I have a little bit of salt, little bit, a few ingredients, and I give it to a neighbor, then the Kedera is subject to the Tchum Shabbos, Tchum Yantif, we're talking about cooking, of both of them. Why? Why don't you say Bittul? So the Gemara gives three answers. Number one, Abaya Amar, Gezera Shemetase Isa B'Shutfis. If we allow, in this case, Sarah gives Rachel the ingredients, if we allow, in this case, only to go by Rachel's Makom Shvisa, then the next time, when it's really a Shutfis, well, it's really a partnership. It's not like just giving some ingredients. They'll think the same thing. You could go by either one. And really, as the Mishnah said earlier, it's subject to the limitations of both. So that's a gzeira. Gzeira, you might come to apply the same rules by an isa b'shutfis. Number one. Number two, and Rov Rishonim say there is no argument here. It's just different suggestions. Rava Amar, Tavlin, Letaima Avidi, Vitaima Lo Batil. We thought it's a rule breaker. No, no, no. In this regard, you don't say it's a rule breaker. It follows regular laws of Bittul. If something is given Letaam, something is given in order to affect the entire mixture, you can't disregard that, even if it's a tiny amount. It's a milsa de Taima. And therefore, a Taima is not Batil. The Rashba here adds on another element. The Rashi adds down another element, and that is in terms of Davar Hama'amid. Talk about not only when it comes to something of Tam, but what about use this Rashba, the other Rashba in here. What about a Davar Hama'amid? Because we say when you have, I think Gemara talks about in elsewhere, relating to the Isser of Gvinas Akum. Why is there an Isser of Gvinas Akum? Because they used to be Ma'amid, they used to help congeal the cheese in the keva, in one of the stomachs of a non-kosher animal. So do we say, what about here too, the water that helps? Forget the other ingredients, but the Gemara doesn't bring up the water, which is also a davar hamamid to the other ingredients. Let me just see if I can find it here. If not, I'll just continue. Says the Gemara, it says the Rashba here on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Okay, let me just... Here it is. Pirush Rashi quotes Abayin Rava are not arguing, and then he quotes Va'ani Tama Ahani Rabbanan to Makshu Va'amri Livto Mayim Lagabi Isa Va'hamayim Ma'amidon Esa Isa Va'choshem Ma'amid Roin Ki Iluhu Ba'en Ve'eno Batil Kedivrei HaRav Rabbi Yosi Avlevi Ben Migash. Right, there's a concept of davar ha-ma'amid. If it, just like tavlin, just like spices are always nikar, so to ma'amid. So, why don't we bring that issue up here? So he says, maybe when you look at the tavshil, you don't see water. Even though it does have an effect, water is not something that screams out at you, and therefore, you know, you might not say that ma'amid comes in. Or at the end he says, maybe you wouldn't say that. Aval pi sha'akol yodim shelo amda b'li mayim einakol yodim she'amida de mayim she'ulim. Fine, water. But who says, when people look at that, they don't think, oh, water from a neighbor. They might have thought just water from you. So therefore, there's no problem. What are people going to think? That water is ma'amid? Yeah, but water is not usur to be ma'amid in this case. Only water, mayim she'ulim. So therefore, says the Rashba, it's not as important of a factor as in terms of the tavlin. Okay, so Abaya says, Zera, you might go to make an isur b'shutfis. Rava says, well, spices. You can't disregard spices. V'ravashi amar. Ravashi also brought this up, if you remember, back in the first parak. Mishum David davar sheyesh lo matirin. It is something that has a heter, meaning you could, how is it davar sheyesh lo matirin? Either you can wait till tomorrow and eat this anywhere, or even today, you could eat it here. You can eat it here today. Right, you don't have to take it outside one of the tchumin. And by davar sheyesh lo matirin, on a derabbanan level, if you remember all the examples quoted in Yaradeya of items that are not batel mi derabbanan, davar sheyesh lo matirin, and birya, and chaticha rilis kabed, and all the other items, this is on that list. Davar sheyesh lo matirin is not batel. Ask Tosfos, top Tosfos, v'im tomar, when do we say a davar sheyesh lo matirin is not batel? It's relating to what we had a couple of minutes ago. We had a distinction between min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino. A major Yoredeya discussion. Es Tosfos. V'im tomar. V'haprishis la'el delo shayach davar sheyesh lo matirin ela b'min b'mino. When do we say davar sheyesh lo matirin is not batel? By min b'mino. By min b'she'eno mino, it's batel. So es Tosfos. How does Rav Ashi relate it here? Isn't this a case of min b'she'eno mino? You're putting in spices. So Tosfos gives two answers. Number one, Tosfos says, you're right. It shouldn't. It should be batel. But we're machmir. V'yishlom edinach inami delo amrino le'ela b'min b'mino. V'hacha gabi tchu min shayni. D'chamiri ki'ilu havi min b'mino ba'alma. Kiva d'mamonahu. Remember, as we said earlier, we're being machmir here. It's not the regular rules of bittel that are applying. We're trying to remove a person's bilus. And in that case, that's why, once we're being machmer, we'll be machmer against the regular rule of when min b'mino is batal. Number one, if you look at the Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Yeshua expands on this answer of Tosfos a little bit, giving it a little svara, why we would say in this case that we treat it as if it is still there. Dolo machmerinam b'she'en amino, dolo liftalu b'shishim, ha'inam mishum davikilu hukar ha'isr, v'nis talek, mishum dahayinu dafka b'isr detalye b'tayma v'chazusa. Mashe'en ken linyin tchumin, dolo shayach ha'itayma klal, imken ein shvim svar l'hakel b'she'en amino yosemi b'mino. When do we say min b'mino has some type of significance? When you're measuring taste, when you're measuring that type, where it makes sense that there's a difference between min b'mino and min b'she'en amino. But here, it's Sarah's item and Rachel's item. What difference should it make what type of items they are? It's talking about bilus. So that's why, once you're applying this rule, there shouldn't be a difference between min b'mino and min b'she'eino mino. Number one. Number two, says Tosfos, maybe this could be looked at as a case of min b'mino. V'yogi shlomar, dekiven deha isa einani losha ela al yedei mayim, v'hakadera niskena b'shvela tavlin. What's min b'mino or min b'she'eino mino usually? Two items that have different tastes. Two cooked items that get mixed up and they give off taste to each other. Here, is it giving off taste to each other? No, it's unifying to make a dish, to make a kedera. So says Tosfos, maybe that's called min b'mino. They're different, but when they combine to create a unit of one food, and that's the purpose of what you're doing. It's not like something got mixed up by mistake. But the purpose of what you're doing is to create a certain goal of having a cooked, tasting well food. So in that way, that maybe we could call that min b'mino. Okay, 2 days in Tosfos. We continue. Says the Gemara, third line. Reb Yehuda poter b'mayim. Reb Yehuda poters by water. Remember, what did Reb Yehuda say? Reb Yehuda said in this case, where you have Sarah that gives Rachel the ingredients, if Sarah gives Rachel water, you don't have to worry about it. Water is not significant. Why? Ein bo mamish. That was the language of the of Reb Yehuda. Says the Gemara. Mayim in melach lo. We're medayik that Reb Yehuda only argues on the water. That's what he says, but he doesn't argue on the melach, right? Sounds like that salt is significant, and you wouldn't be able to disregard it. I vatanya Reb Yehuda Omer, but didn't Reb Yehuda say in a brisa, maimu melach betelin, both are batel, bein beisa, bein bekedera, that even the salt is batel, not just the water. Kasha stirin Reb Yehuda, lo kasha, ha bemelach stomis, ha bemelach is terokanis. It depends on the type of salt. Different types of salt. Some are more significant than others. Melach stomis is very fine and very small. Rashi says on top, dakahi, ma'od, ubetela, and it's batel. The other type of salt is very serious. We'll come back to that. Rashi, let's first continue the Gemara. Vatani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, maimu melach batelin be'isa, ve'ein batelin be'keter mipnei rotva. I another brisa, that water and salt are batel be'isa. The ain batel bekedera, and they're not batel in a kedera because of its rote, because it's nikar. It's nikar. You see the liquid in the kedera. Rashi explains the Mishnah. The Mishnah does that. This are umasnisan poter b'mayim tanan loshna isa v'loshna kedera. Then masnisan v'tarti ayri midatani tavlin tainu l'kedera. So you see again here that there's no chilik made. Lo kasha ba'aveh habaracha. Depends if it's thick or thin and liquidy. If it's a thick tafshil, so then ain rotfo nikar, then the water is not visible and nikar, and therefore it has the status of an isa, and the water will be deemed insignificant. But if it's liquidy, then obviously you have to relate to the water. Once melach stomis came up, let's just make a note, we can't just have it pass by, Rashi on top already gets us into the sugya, and that is melach stomis. What made melach stomis famous? Not this Gemara, about Erev Tchumen and getting the melach mixed into the pot. Melach stomis, chul and kufhei, what Rashi quotes on top. Mivnei ma amru mayim achronim chova. Why do Chazal say we have to wash our hands before we bench? Mayim achronim is obligatory. Mipnei shemelach sodomis yesh shemisamei es ho'einayim. Melach stomis blinds the eyes, and therefore we don't want to have melach stomis on our eyes. Alma daki ma'od. That's why that proved that it's very fine, because you're not going to notice it on your fingers. It's going to be very fine. It's going to be on my hands. V'nidbekes biyad v'ena nikaris. It's not going to be nikar, and therefore one has to be very careful. So why is it, if the Gemara says mayim achronim chova, so how is it that many people today, I'm not saying many, some people today don't follow what it says in the Gemara, mayim achronim chova, based on Tosfos. Tosfos in Brachas at the end of the 8th parak, Tosfos nun gimel amid beis, where the sugya comes up there and elsewhere. I'll read it from here. Tosfos says, Aval anu, she'ein melach stomis matsui beinenu. Melach stomis is not around. V'ein anu regilin lito achar hasu'uda, ein hanitila ma'akeves aleinu levarech. Even though one of the takefs, from the Gemara Brachas, there are three takefs. One of them is takef l'netila bracha, supposed to wash right before benching. So Tosfos says, we don't do that, because we don't have melach stomis. It's not rugil that you don't have to wait to bench in order before you are washed. Umiyu anashim mi'unagim haragilim li tol yedei machar su'uda. But someone who normally washes their hands, they don't want to bench when their hands are sticky and have salt on them or other sticky items. Vaday lohem ma'akeves anatila lebarach berchaz amazon v'tzricham li tol seidayim kodem berchaz amazon. Okay, that's not because of my machronim. But either way, Tosfos already opens the door that maybe it doesn't apply bizman hazeh. This is Tosfos l'shitaso, if you remember, that we had on Daf Lamed. What do you mean? Who cares if the reason doesn't apply anymore? There was a din, there was a takana derabanan, you have to wash your hands before you bench because of melach stomis. So why is it that you don't have to? Some people don't do that. So for whatever the reason, maybe Tosfos' svara is that even bizman chazal, where in places where there was no melach stomis, they didn't make that takana. That would help out a little bit. And that's how we say, that's how is explained Tosfos we had earlier here in Maseches Beis. So we had Tosfos on Davav, where Tosfos discussed Mayim Gluyim. and others. Water tells it, oh, there are no snakes around, so you don't have to worry about it. What do you mean? 96% of the time, we say, even if the reason doesn't apply, the din still applies. As we had earlier, davar shebe minyan sarach minyan acher la'atiro. We can't just get rid of the gzeiros, and that's the situation in most sugyas. Comes along Tosfos in a few places, by Mayim Gluyim and by Melach Stomis, by others, and say, no, because the reason doesn't apply, the halacha does not apply. In some of those cases, by the snake case and by this case, it's a little better in that we could say even originally, it's not like we changed anything, even originally, where there was no Melach Stomis, where there were no snakes, the din didn't apply. So now the whole world is like those places. But nothing changed. The more difficult one is the one that Tosfos says regarding the musical instruments. That one is a little more difficult to say, and that's why the Achronim jump on that one more than any others. The Achronim aren't so bothered by the Mayim Gluyim case. Not so bothered. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes that case. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote the Heter of the Ramah, based on the Tosfos about the, about not the musical instruments, by the singing and the dancing and the clapping, the extension. Musical instruments are still usher. But the singing, the dancing, the clapping, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote that. Only the Ramah quotes that. But the Shulchan Aruch is very comfortable quoting Mayim Gluyim. And today's sugya, Mayim Achronim. Simen Kuf Pei Aleph. How do you remember? Coffee. You have coffee at the end of the meal. Kuf Pei Aleph, that's when you do Mayim Achronim. Kuf Pei Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim. Mayim Achronim Chova. Quoting the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch first, the Shulchan Aruch quoting the Gemara. Mayim Achronim is obligatory. And he quotes in the Mishnah Berurah the two reasons given. Number one, either because of danger, because of the Melech Stomis. Number two, because it's covered up bracha to wash my hands before I bench. Number two, that might even apply b'zman hazeh if I have my hands are not clean. Hatam mishum sha'adayim mizuhamos hein mino achila upsulos the bracha v'sochol chazal akrav v'hiskadishtem v'yisem kadoshim v'hiskadishtem elamayim rishonim v'yisem kadoshim afilu mayim achronim v'yoser mizeh. And then he quotes Melech Stomis. Melech Stomis. What about today? So, you gotta keep reading. If you turn the page, there are Shulchan Aruch quotes in Sif Yud. Sif Yud. Look in the Be'er Hagolah. Who's he quoting? Tosfos Brachas Nun Gimel. Yesh She'ein Noagim Lito Mayim Achronim. Some today don't, because we don't have Melech Stomis. V'yafilu Noagim Kain, and even to those who follow that minhag, if somebody's an istinis and they always wash their hands, they should wash their hands even today. The Gra, the Mishnah quotes the Gra, in the Bira Gra here, Tzorech Lito Gam Ha'idna, because the Melech Stomis and the Demizomos are still Shayach, V'chein Magad Avram, B'shem HaMakubalim, T'kal Adam, Yizar B'mayim Achronim, V'chein Echmir HaMarshal, V'yam Shal Shlomo, V'chein Birka Yosef, right, so many Achronim, say that one should still do it. Again, one should follow their family's custom. If one's family does it, then they should do it. If one's family doesn't do it, then they don't have to do it. If you want to be makro like these achronim, the marshal, the Magen Avraham, the others, you know, then one should do that. But it's true that the Shulchan Aruch does quote that minhag quoted in Tosfos. Melach Sedomis. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah. Hagachelah, still talking about different items that are subject to the tchum of the owners. So Hagachelah, if somebody has a coal, a hot burning coal, right? It's Yantif. Right? You have a coal that was used in the fire. Karaglia Bailim, that is something, Davar Sheish Bo Mamish. It has an essence, and therefore it's subject, it goes by the rules, by this tchum of its owner. V'shalheves b'chol makom, but if it's just a flame, so then, that's not, we'll see in the Gemara, it's a darish ein bo mamish, and therefore it can be taken anywhere. How do you just take a flame? So, the Gemara will talk about, right? Isn't a flame always connected to a source of a physical item? So we'll see. Gacheles, and once we're on the subject, the Mishnah quotes three distinctions between a coal and the flame itself. Gacheles shel hekdesh molin ba. If there is a coal from the Beis HaMikdash, there's an Isser Daraisa of Me'ila, a benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash. Vishal heves, but just the flame. What happens if I roast marshmallows on the Mizbeach? Besides the Isser of Shechitas of Havas Chulin Ba'azara. Let's say, like those Rishonim, that Havas Chulin Ba'azara is only by items that are Shayach to be brought as a carbon. Animals, fruit, Bikurim, and carbon minchas. What if I want to roast a marshmallow? Let's say I'm a Kohen. Okay, but let's say, is there an Isser to go into the Azara without Shalom B'Shas Avoda? Okay, let's say I go to, you know, by one of the Parim HaNisrafims that takes place outside the Beis HaMikdash. And right, that parallel in the Rishon Tzibra, and I go there and I roast a marshmallow. So, did I violate the Isra Me'ila in that case? I mean, if I'm just using the flame, am I using just the flame in that case? What if I stand far away and it's just the flame that blows in that direction? Got to figure out a case. But is there mi'ila by a flame. So the Mishnah says no. V'shalav is l'onona. There is no is one is not allowed to be nehena midrabanan lechatchila v'lo mo'alin. But there is no iser daraisa of mi'ila by the flame. And third, chilek, if somebody carries a coal out to the street on Shabbos, chayev, that is aser mishum hotza'a, v'shalheves pater. If somebody just, we'll see, causes a flame to go out, so that is pater, that is not a davar sheish bo mamish. So the Mishnah has three distinctions. Tanur abanan, chamisha dvarim nemer begacheles. But the Gemara quotes five. It says on the side, right, a little unclear, if you look in the Tosefta here, there's a sixth one. Why the Brisa left out number six is not clear. We'll mention number six after. But what are the five mentioned here? Three of them are in the Mishnah. Chamisha dvarim nemru begacheles. There are five. Gacheles karaglia ba'alam mishalheves b'chol makom. Number one, that's the context. The gacheles, the coal, is subject to the tchum of the owners, and a flame is not, it can be taken anywhere. Gacheles shal hektish ma'alin ba fishalheves lo nenev la ma'alin. Right, that always means asur d'rabanan. Number two. Number three is a new one. Gacheles shal avod azara. A kol of avodah zara, asura. That's aser daraisa. It's an iser daraisa. V'lo yidbak b'yaltcha me'uma min acherem. Not allowed to benefit from avodah zara. V'shalheves muteres. But a flame of avodah zara me'ikar adin is muter. I asks the Rishonim. Doesn't it say in brachas they're not allowed to use a flame of avodah zara for avdallah? Yeah, because that's because it's disgusting. It's ma'us to use a flame of avodah zara for a mitzvah. Sometimes you find, even if technically something can work, we don't want to use it. It's ma'us legavoha. Right? Sometimes even after shinui, kone, for example, esnan, mechir, there are certain types that it's mutter for you, but it's ma'us for Hashem. That case, esnan and mechir kelev. It's also to bring that as a karban. But you could use it. Right? There is a higher standard. What are you using timing for a mitzvah? Says the, we had that early back in Sukkah also, in the mitzvah of Avera Sugyas. Sometimes, even if something technically is yours, we don't want you to use it to make a bracha on, etc. So here too, even though the shalheves is a butter, we don't want to use it for a mitzvah. Hamoti gachalas roshes arabim, chayev, the shalheves potter. Right, that was in the Mishnah also, the case of Shabbos. Last one, hamudr hana mechavero, if somebody is mudr hana from their friend, if somebody says, I am hereby assering all benefit, right, related to you, aser bagachalto umuter b'shalheveso. He's allowed to use he's not allowed to use the coal, because that's considered his friend's property, but he's allowed to use the shalheves, because again, the shalheves is not something that is davar sheyesh bo mamish. Says the Gemara, let's just measure the sixth one. If you look in the Tosefta, there is a sixth one used. What is that sixth one? It says on the side, whether you make a bracha, the Tosefta says, Mivarchin ala shalheves, ve'ein mivarchin ala gacheles. By Havdalah, you're allowed to make a bracha on a flame. You can't make a bracha on a coal. On a coal that's not flickering at all, omamos, you're not allowed to make a bracha there, because the takan, the mitzvah of Havdalah, shall ner at night. On Motzei Shabbos is with a ner. Why? Rather, two reasons given for the ner. Remember, the ner is not an ikar part of Havdalah. There is a separate mitzvah, haraya, that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, the only thing we do on Motzei Shabbos is ner. So you see, it can stand on its own. We don't do besamim, we don't do Bar Pergavin until the following night. Ner can stand on its own. There's even a suffik of the Bir Halacha. It's an amazing suffik. The Bir Halacha has a suffik whether women are included in the mitzvah of ner. We're machmir l'chadchila, right? There is a machlokas, we've shown him, whether women are obligated in Havdalah, generally. Why? What's the nekudas of machlokas? Women are obligated in all mitzvahs of Shabbos. All mitzvahs, Kiddush, Alecha Mishnah, and Shalosh Shudis. The difference is that Havdalah is something having to do with Shabbos, but it's done after Shabbos. So are women obligated in Havdalah? Major machlokas we've shown him. Look in the Shulchan Aruch, 2 days is quoted. Both days are quoted. And that's why it's best for a woman to hear Havdalah from a man. That is what generally we paskin. What if there's no man around? She's stuck, so she makes Havdalah herself. And what happens if there's no other person to give the wine to? You know what? She drinks the wine. There's a minhag for women not to drink the wine of Havdalah. There's a minhag, for whatever reason, different, more authoritative and less authoritative reasons given for that minhag. But either way, that's the minhag. But the minhag is amavata halacha. If the woman doesn't have anybody else around, she has to drink it. So kosher bracha. So that is a general machlokas about borip the havdalah. But what about ner of havdalah? So that is not so clear whether women, because that's a separate part that was enacted by Chazal to put into Havdalah. So the Bir Halacha has a suffix about that. Whether women are obligated in that. What's the line of Gamina? If a woman is making Havdalah, if she's not obligated in Ner, So then it's going to be a hefsek between the Borei Pri HaGafen and the time that she drinks. So some poskim say, look in the Shmir Shabbos, some poskim say that when, if a woman is making Avdallah for herself, she should switch and do the Borei Mirei HaEish after she makes Avdallah. Because it might be a hefsek. Anyway, so that is in terms of the takana of Havdalah. But what does the Tosefta say, left out of the Argamara, that one has to use a flame, one has to use a fire for Havdalah, Eish, and not just Egacheles, right? The Achronim, the Achiezer, they call this from the Achiezer 70 years ago, he dafka used an electric light for Havdalah because he wanted to show everybody that this has the status of fire and you can't light these on Shabbos. See, dafka used it for Havdalah. Oh, you need Eish? This is Eish. You know this is Eish? That's why Dafka looked up at the not the fluorescence. Fluorescence probably does not have a din of Eish, but the incandescence with the filament, so that is has the status of Eish. But that's what the Tosefta says here, the sixth one. Good. Says the Gemara continuing. Now that we have this list, first, second wide line. Maishna shall have a savodizar de shario, maishna de hektish da asira. Why? By hektish, do we make both? Shalhevis is really ein bo mamish. But why by hektish do we have a lechatchila iser derabanan not to benefit from it, mi'ila? And by avodah zarah, there's no lechatchila. No lechatchila. Avodah zarah de mi'isa ubedili in shemina lo gazer berabanan. Everybody stays away from avodah zarah. It's disgusting. Avodah zarah. Bedili in shemina. And therefore, you don't need an extra gzera lo gazer berabanan. Hektish de lo ma'is. Velo bedili in shemina gazer berabanan. Hektish is not disgusting. Right, it's not so off limits, and therefore the Rabbanan where goes are there to put up a guard. Rashi points out that in other Gemaras, Hekdesh is called Bedili Inshimine. So what Rashi says is all relative. As compared to Avodah Zarah, Hekdesh is Lo Bedili. People are less scared of Hekdesh than they are of Avodah Zarah. But when it comes to Chulin, people are more scared of Hekdesh than it comes to Chulin. And therefore, Bedili and Lo Bedili is all relative, right? The Gemara at the beginning, the beginning of Psachim. Chametz is Bedili in shape, as compared to all other items. Good. Says the Gemara, if I take a gachalas out to the street on Shabbos, I'm chayiv, and not the shalavis. But the Brisa says, if I carry out a flame on Shabbos, I am chayiv. Now that case is where you took it out with a piece of wood. You took it out on a piece of wood. That's why you're chayiv on Shabbos. And the kisem Rashi quotes here gives the flame chashivus. It's a davar sheyesh bo mamish. That's what the Gemara thinks at this stage. You're still chayiv for the flame. And the item that's holding it gives it chashivas. Says the Gemara, forget the flame. V'tepek le mishum kisem. You're chayiv for the piece of wood itself. Forget that it gives a chashivas to the flame. No, but the lesle shi'ura. No, you took out a tiny shear of wood. So you're not chayiv for the wood. Ditznan, as we know, from half of Masechah Shabbos, that gives shi'urim for hotza'ah. Hamotzi eitzim kedei levashal beitz akala. Carrying out wood, how much wood do you have to carry out? Enough to cook an egg. Abaya Omar. Abaya says a different shot. Kagon de shaifa mana mishcha. In the cases where you smeared a utensil with oil, the itfle benura, then you lit a fire on it. Similar type of case, not a piece of wood like a kisei, but a shard. Says the Gemara, same kind of question. V'tebeklem yishum mana. Aren't you chayef for the kli then? Forget for the flame. You're chayef for the kli. So b'chaspa, no, it's just a shard. It's nothing. So what? Then it's not significant. It's still chayef for Shabbos. Anything you carry it out, but the less le shiura, same thing. Ditznan, cheres, how much cheres you have to carry out, k'den litin min pasim l'chaveiro. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, to put between two legs of a tripod to make it sturdy. So it's less than the shear. So you're not chayef for the cheres, you're only chayef for the shalheves. Tosis here discusses why isn't the, if it's so small, why isn't it batel to the shalheves, and then it's not giving the shalheves significance anyway. So why don't you say that? And the Tosfos answers, no. There's no chashivas to the shalheves. Even if you want to say the broken shard is less chasa than the shalheves isn't so chashuv. It's a darash ein bo mamish to say that the kli is batel. So it works in both directions. Says the Gemara, last line, Elaha ditzan amotzi shalheves pater hechemish kachasla. So we finally came up with cases when you're chayiv for the shalheves. So when are you pater? When are you pater? Like our Mishnah. What's the case that you're putter for taking a flame out? Kegon da adye aduye l'rishus haravim. What does that mean? Adye aduye, Rabbi Chananel here says, when you blew it, you're in your house and you blow the flame, and the flame goes out. Right, the first wide line in the Rach. Kegon shenafach befiv. v'chayote bazet. There are other pshatim given, but we'll go with Rabbeinu Chananel pshat. You blow it, and then in that way, you move it, your motzi, the flame, out to Rishus HaRabim. The Chashuk Yecheben here discusses blowing. He just notes that blowing is discussed in many different contexts. It's discussed in the Malach of Zoreh on Shabbos. The Malach of winnowing, is blowing included? It's discussed by Mazik, by Hezek. If I'm Mazik, what if I'm in my Rishus and I blow on a fire and it spreads into my friend's field? Koach Acher Me'urav Bo. What about that case? And he quotes other context as well in terms of blowing. And then he quotes, unbelievable. He Mishela. Rav Zilberstein is an expert, one of the world experts in halacha v'refua, one of the big poskei Adar. So he was asked, Miskan Refui Chashmali. There's a type of instrument that's used in medicine. She'efshar. The way that it goes on is if you blow. You could blow on it, and it's made for people who can't move, for people who are in mamash can't move, paraplegics, whatever they are, that all they could do, they could blow. So if you could blow on something, and whatever the utensil is, whatever the machine is, that's how it turns on. So is that going to be an issur d'oraisa on Shabbos? By blowing on something? Mi shehif ilo bin neshifa bepeh b'shabbos imchayev. It's made miyuad l'nechim. Od yesh l'sh'ol. Or there are other examples, questions given. Anyway, say he discusses this. He says, I asked my father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, and he quotes our Gemara Adi Aduye. He said, that's normal. You're chayev for hezek. So do you say, and Shabbos. By Shabbos, you're punter if you blow the flame out. But this is what it's supposed to be. This is misukan to be created, to turn it on like this. So do you say that this is normal or not? That's a very fascinating question that is dealt with by the poskim. Okay, Mishnah. Bor shel yachid karagli hayachid. If you have a private cistern in somebody's backyard, so the water in there goes like the ragli hayachid, right? It's owned by a private individual. Shel anshe osha ha'ir, karagli anshe osha ha'ir. And if you have one that's owned by the whole city, it goes by the people in the whole city. What does that mean? Machokas Rashi Rashba. Rashi says, it goes 2,000 amos outside the city, that's it. That's what it means, like most of the people of the city. The Rashba says, no, it means the raglim, goes like ragli, kol echad v'echad, by each one. Each one, if they make an Erev, they can take it out, right, based on where they made an Erev. Vishal ole bavel, karagli amamale. But the ole bavel, meaning the ones that are publicly on the roads for the people who come up to be ole regel, that goes by whoever fills it up. Basically, sounds like it's hefker, until it's filled up, and then it goes like that person. Or maybe not, or maybe you just, you could already foresee the person who fills it up. I take it back, Hefker, because it might not work out, according to some Tanon. Weiter. Ramali, Rav Nachman. Rav asked a question. Tanan Barshal, Yachid Kragli Ayachid. The Mishnah says that a private individual, it goes like his tchum, Veraminu. But the Tosefta says, Naharos Hamoshchin, rivers. Umayanos Hanovin, springs. Harehen Karagli Kol Adam. It goes like anybody who picks it up. Right? What is the stira here? Rashi explains the stira. Karagli kol adam to kol midi denayid les le shvisa. The understanding of Rava is that you see from this Tosefta, any water that moves is not kona shvisa when Shabbos or Yontif starts. So therefore, how could our Mishnah say that the bar of a yachid, karagli a yachid, isn't that moving? Isn't that nayid? The Gemara answers no. Amar Rava, achamai skina b'mechunasin. No, our Mishnah bor is not moving, and not moving water can be very different than moving water. Vidmar nami amar b'chia bar avin amar Shmuel b'mechunasin. Period. V'shal oli bavel karagli amamale. The public water cisterns that are there for the people who come up from Bavel go by the person who fills it up. Itmar mile v'nasan l'chaveiro. What happens if somebody gets water for their friend? I go and I'm dolef from the water source for my friend. What's the halacha there? Whose tchum does it go by? Machlokas. Rav Nachman Amar Karagli Misha Nismal Ulo. It goes by the person who it was filled up for. Reuven Zen Shimon. So it's Reuven. Rav Yusheshes Amar Karagli Mamale. No, it goes by the one who filled it up. But Micah Milton, what's the Nakudas Machlokas here? So, we at first think, we're going to reject this at the end of today's daf, Be'ezus Hashem, but we first think this is a smachlokes about our issue. Mar savar beira def kerehu. One opinion holds that the water in the pit here of the Ole Bavel is hefker. And if it's hefker, then this relates to the sugya of Baba Metzia, that is somebody allowed to pick something up from hefker for their friend. Hatofis the Balchov b'makom she'chov la'achrini. Does that work? That's a machlokes. So maybe if you say this is hefker and you assume lo kana, if I pick something up from hefker, it's mine. But if I pick something up from my friend from hefker, maybe that doesn't work. Say some of the shitas in b'metzia, because you have no right. Your friend can pick it up, and you can pick it up, but you can't pick it up for your friend. So that's the root shita of Rav Nachman. You go by, I'm sorry, right, Marsavar Beira Hefkerahu, it's Hefker, and therefore it does not work, and therefore it goes like Ragli Hamamali, the one that fills it up, that's it. Well, Marsavar Beira the Shutfeyu, no! Everyone has the status of partners in the bar, and therefore you picked it up for the partner, no problem, and it could go by that person. Esvei Ravalor Rav Nachman. Rav asks on Rav Nachman the Shita that it goes by who it's filled up for from the Mishnah in Mesachas Nedarim Hareni Alecha Cherem. If somebody says you are Hareni Alecha, I am on you a Cherem, meaning I'm Usser to you. Everything about me is Usser to you. Hamudar Usser. Everything is Usser. Hare Ata Alai Cherem. Everything about you is a Cherem to me. Then Hanodar Usser. Right? Then the person saying is Usser. Hareni Alecha V'Ata Alai. If he says it in both directions, Shneim Usserim Zebazeh. Right? Then they're Mudar Anah from each other, and they're both Usser with each other's items. Umutarin Bishal Oli Bavel. That's going to be the key line for us. But they're each Mutter, the Oli Bavel, the water sources in the towns, are mutter to each other. What do you mean? Why are they mutter to each other? If they're each partners, then that's going to be a problem. Because if they're partners, then you're getting benefit from me. That's going to be the problem here. But it says mutter, which sounds like it's all hefker. V'yasur mishalos ha'ir. But it's usser, or the water sources in the city in which they live, that's usser to each other, because that they're partners in. The Elohim dvarim shel Oli Bavel. What are considered dvarim of Oli Bavel? Harabayis, halishchos, ha'azaros, ubor shalem sa'adarech. A bor. And it says that it's mutter. The Akish can benefit from that. The Elo Angel also a year, what's considered items of that city, Harechov, the streets. They can't walk on the streets of the city, because they're each partners in that. Ubeis HaKnesses, Ubeis HaMerchatz. And the shuls and the bathhouses, all of those are considered, they're all partners in, and therefore it's Usser. We'll talk about this, but let's first finish. The Iyamrit Beira the Shutfehu, and if you have the view that a bar is Shutfin, right, the bar publicly, that was the machlokas we just had, Amai Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Vatsanam, we learned in another mission in Adarim, Hashutfin Shenadra Ana Zemizeh, Asur only Kanis Lachatz of Lerchos Babar. So something is, if two people are partners in something and they're Mutter Ana from each other, so then they cannot get benefit from the item. So how could you, Rav Nachman, say that the bar has the status of a bar of Shutfin? Right, if it's shel shutfin, it should be usher to get benefit. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Lercho tachinami. They can't wash in these boros. That's for sure. They can't. That's what it means that it's usher. They can't wash. Vakamai sminon lamalos. Can they fill up from this bar? Not to jump in it where you can't distinguish between the water that's being used. Can they fill up from it? Marmidi de kamamale. Umarmidi de kamamale. The opinion holds that they're each can be viewed as filling up from their own water, even if they're partners. It's still mutter. Why? Because of breira. Because if you hold a breira, then you could view it after they took out their water, you could view it as if it was their own water. I'm not getting benefit from you. Says the Gemara of Esavar of Nachman, Yesh breira, really? Does Rav Nachman hold of that? Rav Nachman holds Yesh breira, as we discussed yesterday. And once you take the water out, if this was always mine, it's not considered getting benefit from you. V'hatnan. But the Mishnah says in Shkalim, two introductory notes, whenever you learn this Mishnah. This comes up a lot, right? Two introductory notes to the Mishnah. Number one, Meiser Behema. The mitzvah of Meiser Behema is patur when it comes to Shutfin. If two people own an animal, they have a patur of Meiser Behema. Number one. Number two, the opposite is for Kelbone. Kelbone, if you remember, is the added extra tax that you have to give along with your Machzor HaShekel. Enough to pay for all the money changers and the other expenses. So everybody gives an extra kelbone. You only have to give a kelbone if you're giving for your own machzor shekel. If you're giving for somebody else's machzor shekel, you don't have to give the kelbone. If you're giving for an ani, you're giving for your daughter, your son, right? So says the Mishnah. Ha'akamashutavim. What if you have brothers that got the estate and then they split it up and then they re-became partners? Kishachayavin bekelbone. When they're chayavin kelbone. When are they chayv and kelbon? They're chayv and kelbon if they never split it up. If it's still the estate of the father, and the machzor shekel, it's as if the father, the dead father, is giving from his estate for them. So in that case, you are chayv, I'm sorry, the opposite case, where they split it up, and they are partners. So their partners, even if they come together again, they're partners. They're chayiv and kelbon. They're giving their own machzor shekel. So in that case, because chayiv and kelbon patur b'maaser behema, they're going to be patur b'maaser behema because maaser behema is patur from partners. Ukisha chayavin b'maaser behema. But in a case where they're chayiv and maaser behema, let's say the father gave them 20 animals and they haven't split it up yet, it still belongs to the estate of the father. So it's as if they're not partners. It's just the father's items, the father's animals. So the chayiv and maaser behema, paturim and not kelbon. They'll be pater from the kelbon in that case, because as if the father is giving on their behalf. Step one. Step two. V'yama ravanan lo shanu. When do we say that these rules apply? Ela shechilko gediyim keneged tzlayim, v'tzlam keneged diyim. If later on they split up, you take this animal and I'll take other animals, other types of animals. So then we say these rules apply. But if each brother gets a little bit of each type of animal, then you're allowed to view these results, this chilek in the past. Then you could view it as if it was split up originally. And then it will always be viewed as shutfin, not as the estate of the father. That's what Rav Anan says. V'Rav Nachman Amar, what's important for us, Rav Nachman argues even on that. No, you never say that. Ein Breira. Even if every brother gets some of the specific animals, Ein Omer Zechelko Hamagim, Mishar Rishon Lakach. Ein Breira. You don't say Breira in that case. So we're back to the question. We're stuck. Rav Nachman, how could you say that you're allowed to get benefit from these, the water cistern, if they're shutfin? You still wouldn't be able to just take the water out. It'll still be, we say, Ein Breira. So it'll be Asur. So the Gemara now has to rethink the original machlokas. The machlokas is not about whether you view the bar as hefker or the bar as shutfin. That's not the machlokas. Elohachad, here it's purely a Baba Metzia machlokas. Everybody agrees that it's viewed in one circumstance. Elohacha b'dekuli alma haber defkerihi. Everybody agrees the bar is viewed as hefker. Elohacha b'magbiya metzia lechaveru kamiflagi. The machlokas is a Baba Metzia machlokas. Am I allowed to pick up a dvar hefker for my friend or not? Or do I say it's magbiya lebalcho b'makam shachav lacharini? Mar savar kano, mar savar lo kana. That's the machlokas, and therefore everybody agrees it's a shutfin example, and you don't have any stira from the Mishnah in Mistaches Nedarim. Just to end off, and then we'll start with the Chashuki Chemed for tomorrow. But to end off with this Mishnah quoted from Nedarim, if two people are making a noder from each other, they cannot use the shul, the Beis Hamerchatz, the street. There's a machlokas in Girsos. There in Nedarim Memches, do Memzayin Memches. Does the Mishnah also say Svarim? Are Svarim usher to use? So some Rishonim take it out because they say Svarim learning? Mitzvos Vavlehenos Nitnu. And therefore, they're allowed to use the Svarim of the city, even if they were Mudra not from each other. And the Rabavrim in Ahar, in the Dharim there, that we always like to quote in this context, says, no. Svarim are also usher. Why? Because the principle of Mitzvos Vavlehenos Nitnu does not apply to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah has an important element of hana, of pleasure. You have to enjoy yourself when you're learning. V'akdam of the Agle Tau and the Taz in Hilchos Berchas HaTorah. Right, you have to enjoy it and we have to love it. That's Torah Lishma. And therefore, even Svarim would be Aser in this context. That's what Machlokas Rishonim there in Nedarim on this Mishnah that was quoted. Okay, but Hashem, we'll have to stop here. And Hashem, tomorrow is the Siyum on Maseches Beitza, Daf Mem, the 40 blot of this Masechta all about Yantif. And then, by Hashem, we get into Maseches Rosh Hashanah.